This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Middle class people love bottled water, don't they? It's a colourless, odourless, tasteless liquid, but it tastes the same no matter what brand you get. It's a miracle of branding and marketing that people prefer different ones. So I like Voss, I like Fiji, I like Buxton. I'm a Highland Springer.
It's the same water.
And they get very offended. You must have seen this in restaurants when the waiter comes over. Can we get you a drink? Can I get you a drink? Oh, yes. Can we just have water, please? Just still water. We're fine with just still water. Sometimes the waiter goes, tap. It's a horrible moment. It's like he's just said, puddle. And he scoops some from the pavement. It rained earlier.
On the Wake Up Call. British people, am I right?
The vast.
I was going to say, that particular one I didn't quite follow, but yeah, I usually like British comedy.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Do you?
Yeah, but I mean, it's no different than any other comedian. Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not.
Yeah, that's true. I don't, but sometimes they can just say things in a certain way and it's just funnier.
I don't know that it's funnier.
Really?
Not really. Oh. I mean, when they cuss, it's a little funnier.
Yeah.
But
what about Australia? It's not hot in here. It feels just
very
fine.
Sweaty.
That's
okay. Every time that I say it's warm in here, we can't call me perimenopausal. And I know that's the direction you were going to go. Yesterday, you were boiling and Kevin and I were fine.
But it was legitimately hot yesterday.
He checked the thing and he said it was 69.
He was lying. That's what okay. It was set to. Well, that's not what the temperature.
Because he never set.
What did he what?
What was it set to then? Because you said it was legitimately hot. He never told us.
I don't know, but it wasn't 69.
Okay, well
let's find out what
it
is now.
Legitimately
hot. Let's find out what it is now. Hold on. No, you stay away from it.
Why?
Because you're just a little lady.
It's set to... Oh, God, I can't see.
Hold on. I can't see it.
It's set to 70, it says. It says it's 71 degrees.
It's set to 71. It is 70 in the room. That seems very pleasant.
What do you think the temperature was yesterday? Because
69.
When we turned it down, Kevin and I got cold and had to cover ourselves with blankets. Are you perimenopausal?
Maybe. God, I wish. I'm done having babies.
The world would not survive. You.
Why?
You are on the edge already.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's mostly because of my back.
I think it's also your brain.
I'm chronically in pain.
But if you were having mood swings, gaining weight inexplicably, couldn't sleep at night, mm-hmm. sweating.
Yeah. But you're not, though, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been, like, tested or whatever. Everybody I talked to was like, Katie, you're too young to be perimenopausal.
Didn't we Google it and we found out that you're not? Then it's you're in the window of plausibility.
Plausibility, but it's unlikely.
Have we not learned that if the odds are slim...
then it's probably me.
It's probably going to affect you.
According to the physicians at California IVF, who
right.
know these things,
right?
They do not think I am perimenopausal.
All right.
Yeah.
Did they get? So how do they get under the hood? What do they do?
They just asked me some questions.
Oh. Okay.
They already knew my trajectory egg wise.
Yeah.
So based on that, they said that's unlikely.
Oh.
Because it's, you know, your ovarian reserve and all those things. How many eggs you have left. When you start really running out of eggs is when menopause starts.
But I thought
I was low, but I wasn't.
Dwindling.
Yeah, I was dwindling. Yeah. All I right. Had a low ovarian reserve, but not to the point where it was like, oh, in your early 40s, you're going to menopause, bitch.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your swan song that we're in right now.
Why do you have to call it that?
What should I call it?
Nothing. It's nothing. It's just life.
We're in the beautiful final moment.
Why are we...
of fertility.
Okay, fine. We're in my final moments of fertility.
Final beautiful moments of fertility. And based on that, yes, the room's too hot.
106.5
The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So we all go to Allure
Skin and Laser.
Skin and Laser in Granite Bay. We love the whole staff over there is fantastic. And Amanda, who one of the people who runs the whole place, asked me if I would call a lady who works there named Catherine for
She's
her birthday.
She's their office manager.
Right. For her birthday. And I said, are you kidding? She knows me.
Right.
She knows me very well. They said, just try, please, for her birthday. I said, okay, here goes nothing. So I'm doing Raul Labrador, but I had to give him a little bit of an accent. And I honestly can't believe I pulled this off.
I cannot wait.
Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Allure Skin and Laser, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. It's Gavin.
Hi. I'm putting you on a brief hold.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Can she hear you right now?
She's around the corner.
Let's pretend like we're talking for a second.
Okay.
Act confused.
Okay.
Say a phrase, something to the effect of, I'm not quite sure what you're asking for.
I'm not quite sure what you're asking for. I might need to get my office manager.
That's perfect.
You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Raul, and I have a question. Do you do laser hair removal?
We do.
Okay. I have a problem because I got laser hair removal once upon a time, and I need it reversed.
Oh, you need your laser hair removal reversed?
Yes. So I was hairy man, very, very hairy, and I had laser hair removal done on parts of my body, and now I am dating a woman who prefers a hairy man. So I am looking for a procedure to get that back.
Oh, did you do it at our office?
No.
You know, there are things that can help encourage hair growth.
Okay.
But it's not a laser treatment or anything. You'd have to meet with one of our providers and,
okay.
And, yeah. Where are you looking to have hair? Are you trying to have it on your legs or your chest or where did you have it treated?
Well, mostly on my chest and mostly on bathing suit area.
Okay. So your chest and your bikini area.
Well, I don't wear bikinis.
Okay. Yeah, just in case. Never know. Okay.
No, I know. So I'm never going to wear a bikini.
Okay, okay. So let me I'd have to talk to one of the providers just to see, you know, if any of the treatments we do or prescriptions that we have access to.
What are some of the ways that we could encourage? You said encourage hair to come back. Is there something I can rub on myself? Or if I play music for my hair? When I Googled it, I thought I heard that I...
Yeah, is that I don't not know true? About that.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I guess it depends on what kind of music you're playing, right?
What was a website that said that if you could play music, certain types of music, and then also sometimes that if you had certain positive thoughts, like picture the hair growing back, manly thoughts, and then also sometimes that if you get one, you could slowly, not obviously out, but if you could tug on your hair and pull it out that way.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, I do know sometimes positive thoughts can give you goosebumps, and my hair grows when I get goosebumps, but I don't know if that would encourage...
I get goosebumps. I get goosebumps a lot, yeah. Not from thoughts,
oh, okay.
though. No, you mostly from being cold.
Yeah.
And sometimes watching a movie.
Oh, okay, yeah. Watching movies, good.
When I get nervous.
Okay. Well... I don't know the
certain songs give me goosebumps.
For you.
Like certain songs, like have you heard "Flowers" by Miley Cyrus?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It gives me goosebumps.
Yes, that's a good song.
So listen to "Flowers" by Miley Cyrus to get hair back. Is that what you're saying?
You can try it.
Okay,
but it's not a medical recommendation. That's
all
for
right.
sure.
So, what would happen to me if I'm on hormones? What, get breasts?
You know, that's more of a question for one of the doctors. But,
well, can you put him on?
I can't. The doctor's in with patients right now.
Okay. What is his name?
Yeah. We have Kelly McCaskill or Fallon Lopez.
Okay. Which man is hairier?
Well, they're both females.
Oh. Okay.
They're female doctors.
All right. All right, listen to Miley Cyrus, watch movies, not get breasts. I don't want that, but you can get me hairy again.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to get a little bit of information from you. Okay, what was your first name?
Raul.
Okay, and Raul, what's your last name?
Labrador.
Perfect. And Raul, what's the best contact number for you?
916.
Okay.
909-1065. That's the phone number, Catherine, where you can call the wake-up call. It's Gavin from the wake-up call. I can't believe I was able to pull this off, Catherine.
I was going back and forth. Like, this can't be real.
Listen, first of all, happy birthday. And when the girls asked me over there to phone scam you for your birthday, I was like, she knows me. She knows me too well. I'm not well enough, I guess.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, question for you. Do you have a job where you can give a perk to people? Like, let's say maybe you work at a restaurant. Maybe you can get like an employee discount or bring out a free appetizer. Do people take advantage of that? Call us 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You can text us at that number too. This is a real concern from the other side of things, though, for Kevin.
What do you mean?
I just feel really bad. I've been using my friend's discount too much.
Too much, he says.
Okay, what is the discount for?
Like free Lorcana cards.
Lorcana is a Disney trading card game that is played mostly kids.
But that's not the only perk I'm concerned about.
Okay, oh, okay.
What also, my friends that work at a restaurant or like are part owners of a restaurant, they keep giving me free stuff.
And what is your fear?
That I've been going to eat there too many times and they've been giving me free stuff, so they're not making no money.
If you think you've gone too many times, you've gone too many times.
Is three a lot?
Well, in what period of time?
Well, it was in between pay periods.
So in 2 weeks?
Yeah, so okay. It's really good. I love eating there.
Are you at the very least taking pictures and like promoting their business for them?
I leave a fat tip.
So no.
Oh, I can't do everything.
Look,
I can't do anything apparently.
I'm a lot less concerned about him taking advantage of his friends when it comes to food.
Why?
Because the boy does need to eat.
Yeah, I need to eat, Gavin.
The other is trading cards.
Right, right.
And he's a 30-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's my newfound hobby.
Okay, so. I'm going to say this. To answer your question, if you've gone 3 times in 2 weeks to your friend's restaurant for free food, yes, the answer is yes. You're taking advantage of this perk way too much.
I don't expect free food.
Think about it from our perspective. We have perks. People take advantage of our perks too much.
In regards to like, hey, can you get me concert tickets?
Concert tickets.
It's very rare people ask me.
Oh my God. I get asked, can you get me free concert tickets probably once a month? 916-909-1065. Some really interesting ones. I'm a retired cop. Sign off on tickets.
You
drop charges.
Drop charges?
Or in some cases, they call him when he gets arrested.
I wouldn't find myself a cop.
When somebody gets arrested.
What are you going to do about that? Or she?
This. This is a really good one, too. Whenever anybody finds out that my husband works for an airline and then we fly for free, they always, always, always ask if they can, too. That's bold. If you're putting that out there.
If you're just asking, just knowledge is power. I don't think there's anything wrong with finding out.
But it's a plane ticket. That's so expensive.
But they're not saying, can you give me a plane ticket? They're saying, are you able to, could I get free tickets,
She's
too?
One of those friends.
Yeah.
You shut up. You know that I'm a very generous friend. I give much more than I get.
Well,
how many people have I given my username and passwords to every streaming surface?
I don't borrow
a single one from anybody else.
I haven't gotten any.
Sometimes you don't even need to be a friend of Katie. She'll just give it out if you're a scam text that you get.
That's not true. I just want everybody to have Peacock.
We put this up on Facebook. What did Wake Up Call listeners say on Facebook?
Caitlin said, oh, my bestie is a flight attendant and I fly for free too.
God, and like, you can't take advantage of that one more than once a year. Like, that, there's got to be a limit on if you work for an airline and get a free airline ticket.
If it's your best friend.
Yeah.
If it's my best friend.
I expect it. Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's always people that aren't your best friends that are asking for stuff.
But that's true.
It's like the weird, like, peripheral friends that like don't have your phone number, so they have to DM you.
Right.
Teresa said, and this feels very niche, my sister-in-law works at a glass art gallery.
Wow. Oh. Wow.
She gets employee discounts on anything from tourist pieces to art. Well, lucky you, Teresa.
The good news for Teresa is she really shouldn't take advantage of that beyond maybe once every few years, or people will think you have a problem.
Right? Joe said that he had a friend whose brother arranged private jet flights for rich people.
What?
And occasionally, if a jet was flying somewhere to, like, pick a person up and the plane was empty, he could arrange for his friends and family to be on that flight for free.
Wow.
So you'd have to pay to fly yourself back and you don't get to choose where it is you're going. But, and then Jesse said, my daughter works at Disneyland. Many, many perks.
We just got another one from somebody who works at Six Flags. Same kind of thing. Like, oh, can you get me tickets? And listen.
You better always say yes for Six Flags.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
There may be better things to listen to in morning radio. Are you smarter than Katie? Let's talk to Shelly this morning. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
All right. You're caller 17, so congratulations there. And I got five questions dealing with pop culture that I'm going to quiz you and Katie on. We'll see who is smarter, who will walk away with the jackpot of $80. And it's all brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. Bye-bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Organic farm-to-fork food with three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville, one right across from the Galleria. You ready to play Shelly?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. SNL is going into their 50th season, and they just rolled out their lineup, and it is impressive. Jelly Roll, Michael Keaton, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande as a host, Chapel Roan, and more. Which of the following has never hosted SNL? Scarlett Johansson, Julia Roberts, or Jessica Chastain?
Julia Roberts.
Question two, as if Diddy's life isn't bad enough right now, being denied bail and staying in jail till his court, where he'll most likely be found guilty and go to prison for the rest of his life. There's now a documentary coming out about this already. Investigation Discovery was already working on the documentary, and it'll be out in a few months. Oh, boy. Investigation Discovery is available on two streamers. Name one of them.
I should know this because I watch it all the time.
3 seconds. Three, two.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Alrighty. Question three. The Passion of the Christ is one of the most successful films ever made. And the way it ended had many people joking that The Passion of the Christ 2 was next. Well, now it is. Director Mel Gibson is making Resurrection with Jim Caviezel again, and it will come out Easter 2026. What friend betrayed Jesus in the Bible?
Judas.
Question four. There are lots of stars that are huge and do not have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but there are lots of fictional characters that are on there before they are. Batman is the latest and got added this week. Which other fictional character does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Big Bird, Shrek, or Peter Griffin?
Peter Griffin.
Question five. Fisher-Price announced that they are giving Britney Spears her own toy line. These dolls will feature a different look that she has had over the years, and there are four of them. If each sell for $27, how much would it cost to get all four?
$98.
All righty. Bring Katie back in here. And Shelly, where are we off to this morning?
Work.
And where are you from?
I'm from Marysville. I work in Lincoln.
Oh, okay. All right. So where do you work in Lincoln?
I work at a senior living facility.
A senior living facility. Very sweet. Good for you. That's great. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. SNL is going into their 50th, 5-0 season. They just rolled out their lineup for the season. It's pretty good. Jelly Roll, Michael Keaton, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande as a host.
Cool. She's actually very good on SNL.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her before. She is. She's very funny. Chappell Roan. And Chappell Roan is going to be paired up with John Mulaney as well. Okay. That'll be a
That's
good
strange.
One.
Strange.
Why is that weird?
When I think of one, I certainly never think of the other.
Well, they don't do anything together. So.
They're nothing alike.
Yeah. Who of the following has never hosted SNL?
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Julia Roberts or Jessica Chastain?
Probably Julia Roberts.
That is correct. Yeah. Yes. And her reason is actually interesting. She says she's too scared to do it.
Oh.
Question two. As if Diddy's life wasn't bad enough right now.
Right.
There's now a documentary coming out already about all of this.
I think we knew that.
Investigation Discovery has been working on this documentary anyway.
Yeah.
So the timing couldn't be more chef's kiss. Investigation Discovery is available on two streamers. Name one of them.
On two streamers?
Two different streamers. Name one of them.
Peacock?
No. Hulu and Max.
Okay.
Question three, The Passion of the Christ, one of the most successful films ever made. Did you ever see it?
No.
It's great. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. But the way it ended had a lot of people joking like, uh-oh, here comes Passion of the Christ 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, okay.
It ends, spoiler alert, with Jesus coming out of the tomb.
Oh, yeah.
So like the rock slides and it's just bright and you just see him walking back out into the world and you're like, oh. It's like, well, okay. Well, it is getting a sequel now.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Director Mel Gibson is making Resurrection and making it with Jim Caviezel again.
Okay.
It's going to come out Easter 2026. What friend betrayed Jesus in the Bible?
Judas.
Yeah.
Judas.
Do you know what his last name was?
When you say it, I'm going to know it.
Iscariot.
Yeah.
Question four. There are lots of celebrities that are really big and do not have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And there are a lot of fictional characters that do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Batman is the latest, and he just got added this week.
It's hard to feel like Batman isn't real, but he isn't.
Which other fictional character does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Big Bird.
Okay.
Shrek. Or Peter Griffin?
Peter Griffin.
Yeah, Peter Griffin does not. Shrek does.
Well, that makes sense.
Does it?
Before Peter Griffin?
I don't think any of it makes sense, but yeah. Question five. Fisher Price announced that they're giving Britney Spears her own toy line.
That is the most destructive thing I've ever heard of.
Seems about 30 years late on that.
It also seems like we are going to get some weird stuff.
These dolls will each feature a different look that she's had over the years.
I believe we've already had those dolls and they're called Brat dolls.
I think the bald one will probably not be part of the toy line.
Come on.
Comes with its own umbrella to stab paparazzi with. If each of these dolls costs $27, how much would it cost to get all four of them?
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
She's working on it. 3 seconds. What do you
108?
Think? 108? Oh, my God. Yes! You've been on fire lately.
Well, it was just 27 times four. Which...
Shelly couldn't do it.
Shelly, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry.
Shelly, fire.
I need juice.
What happened? You need juice?
I guess.
We should start saying that. Instead of coffee, we should be just be like, I need my morning juice. I am just useless without it.
I can't think before my cup of milk.
Final score. Shelly, you got 3. Katie got 4.
Oh, did I get 4?
You got 4. Oh, Katie wins. We're going to have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. And Shelly, tell us what you have to tell us.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
No, you don't have to sound so sad about it.
But you do have a much more important job.
Much more important job.
I did pretty well though. I did get
you did.
I think you did too.
I only beat you by one.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yep.
If there was an emergency at your house,
okay,
what's the first thing you would grab?
Besides your family?
Yeah, yeah.
And your pets?
Yeah. First thing you would grab, Kevin?
First thing. I don't think anything.
Nothing. Let it all burn.
Yeah.
I think my...
I don't have anything. Yeah, let it all burn.
What about... Don't you have a cardboard cutout of the Flash or something?
That could burn. I don't care.
I think my grandma's rings.
Okay.
Oh.
And, Oh my God, the idea of this makes me want to cry.
Why?
Wow. It's not happening. It's not real.
Yeah. Oh my God. Better put them close together.
And probably the last, I'm going to cry. I'm really going to cry.
What's going on? What's wrong with
you?
You know I've been on my period for 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
I would probably grab the last birthday card.
Oh, my God.
She's really crying. The last birthday card she wrote me because she died like 3 days
later. Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to remind you.
And she said, have a wonderful life, but she didn't know she was dying.
You still have that card. It is, as far as I know, very safe right now.
Oh my God. I don't know why you do this to me. You know I'm in such a fragile state.
To be fair, I didn't know I was going to do this to you. The reason I'm asking this is because it is National Preparedness Month.
And you know what? Be prepared, people.
Right. And and also, mental health awareness as well. No. They made a top 10 list of, the things that I don't know if there are things that you should grab or if there are things that just people have said that they grab in the case of an emergency. Number one on here is your phone. But that's always in my pocket.
Yeah,
unless you're my parents that hide their phone every day somewhere in their house. Oh, I did.
Marco Polo.
I couldn't find my phone. That's why I didn't answer your calls all day. Number two, your wallet or your purse.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
So I guess that's with important documents, I guess. But for me, though, I have those, but I have tax forms. I have passports. I have social security cards, birth certificates, and I have them all together. So I'd be able to just grab that real fast.
Yeah, I could just grab that. But I mean, I feel like all of that could be, you could get it. More.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but what a pain in the ass.
I can't
ass,
replace
though.
Grandma Rita's birthday
stop,
card.
Stop. It's going to happen again.
And then she died the day after my birthday.
Well, that was rude.
Well, at least she waited.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Also, prescription medications.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Family photos. That's true. We have hard copy. We have hard drives, external hard drives.
Oh, yeah.
Filled with a lot of pictures, especially for us. We have got all the pictures of Phoebe.
Yeah. But isn't that in a cloud somewhere?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
I think they're on two different hard drives in my house. But speaking of which, though, my Grandma Rita card would be, I have everything that was ever given to us by other people for Phoebe in one cabinet. And I did that, and it's downstairs specifically so I could run in, grab it,
and run
right out of the house.
I mean, first thing for you would be Phoebe.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would imagine that's just with the family.
Sure.
But yeah, all that other stuff you would definitely want.
One of the things on here, shoes. I guess you need shoes.
Yeah, but...
I guess if there's a wildfire and you have to evacuate quickly or something, you need shoes.
You know what? Everybody's going without shoes because think about how long it takes to put your kids' shoes on.
Oh my God, great
point. You're going barefoot. Get out. Walk in the cold.
I can't even begin to tell you, Kevin, as a parent, how many times I have screamed, please, God damn it, get your shoes.
Yeah. Or where are they? Where did you take them off?
Where are they? We have a whole room in our house dedicated to just shoes.
And jackets and backpacks.
The mudroom.
Yeah.
You'd think that my kids would be like, this is wonderful. We should be grateful that we have parents that care so much to make little cubbies for our shoes. Yeah. No. Instead, weird Johnny Appleseeds leave their shoes all over the house. I can't tell you also how many times I've said, I found one. So Text in, though. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. What would you bring first in a case of an emergency if you had to evacuate your house?
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We did Fun Delivered at this time yesterday, and we heard your cries. What did I get? I got a dog collar that was engraved, and it said the word Chester on it with a phone number. And at the end of Fun Delivered, we were like, should we call this phone number?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think amongst the three of us, we were like, this seems like a no-brainer. But as if we didn't need to be pushed over the edge, you guys were texting in like crazy yesterday saying like, yeah, you got a call. So are we all on board and we're going to try to call this number?
And we had we decided it was an East Coast number,
we
right?
We looked it up. It's an East Coast number.
Okay, so there, yes, then definitely.
Okay, so I am going to call this number and we're going to find out what's on the other side.
This is very exciting.
Because again, remember that Chester, probably a dog, looked like a dog collar. Well,
and... like, did you get another caller?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Or did these people just give up?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Okay.
At the tone.
Let's do the call back.
Call again?
Do the double call, because like if you don't recognize a number and then that number calls again, it's like, oh, then they mean to be calling.
Right.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are calling the phone number that appeared on the dog collar I got on Fun Delivered yesterday. I don't answer.
I'm nervous.
What if Chester's dead?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Gavin, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Katie and Kevin. We're a morning radio show in Sacramento, California. Are you the mother of Chester?
No.
Oh, okay. So you don't know...
Do you have an animal named Chester?
No.
Oh, interesting. And this is
646-5? Yeah.
Interesting. Now it's really
okay.
Weird.
Okay, so here's the situation.
What is your name, by the way?
I'm okay. I'm not interested. Thank you.
Okay. Fine. That was a little bit of a bust.
Okay. there wasn't a bust.
That was
your fault. You were the bust.
What did I do?
You came in too hot.
Yeah, you asked what her name was.
Right.
That's what you do when you meet somebody.
Too much information before you explained. We received her package. We are helping her.
Right, you just asked for her name.
Said right away.
This is...
You were just a stranger that was like, I know about your pet.
Right. Yeah.
She said that it wasn't even her pet. That was the phone number. I confirmed the phone number.
She didn't want to give no information out. Right. That's why.
That's probably your password.
Oh, God.
You were just so aggressive. What's your name?
What if we texted her? Take a picture of it.
Okay.
And text it to her so she understands we have something that she wanted. She ordered.
All right.
We are helping her.
That's a pretty good idea. Okay. All right. Okay. So then... Okay, so I'm going to send her a picture. What should I write? Should I write something? I can't just send her the picture. That looks like a ransom note.
You can't just send her the picture. Explain, here's this thing that we have.
Okay.
Hey. And it came to us and not you.
Sorry.
Okay, that's a great start.
What else should I say? I'm sorry I scared you. I'm not scared.
No, don't say that.
Stop. Oh, my God. Why are you so...
This is the guy who just tried to call you.
How about say who you are and then say we received your package.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. We received a package that I think was like meant for you meant for you.
Yeah, see, that's okay. Much nicer.
Yeah.
All right, and then I just sent that. Okay. And then and then I'm going to
and then she knows there's a reason for us to be talking to her that isn't us trying to lure information out of her.
Yeah, it's scamming season, so.
Scams. All right. Now I'm nervous. Now we just sit around and wait, I guess.
You made her nervous, too. Right. Nice job.
All right. Oh, okay. She just texted back.
Oh, my God. What's she saying?
Oh, God. I'm nervous. I feel nervous.
I'm nervous, too.
What's she saying?
Oh, God. Okay. Again, just to recap.
Okay.
I said, hey, sorry, it's Gavin again. We received a package that we think was meant to go to you. Then I took a picture and sent her the picture of Chester's collar.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that's so weird. I ordered that a year ago and the package was lost.
Okay,
can I call you back?
Yeah. Say, can we call you back?
Okay.
See, you scared her the first time. That's why.
Oh, my God. Why is this so complicated?
Well, because...
Why can't women just trust mystery men on the phone?
Not when you sound like you.
Yeah.
I'm going to text her again because she's not responding.
Don't text her again.
Does she have read receipts?
What's wrong with
you? Don't double text. That gives women anxiety.
Okay, do you mean maybe say we're a morning radio show?
I said that and you
on
yelled
the phone,
at me.
I know, but say it now so it doesn't seem like she
said sure. Okay, hold on. Everybody just calm down.
Okay,
all right, hold on. Let's take a break.
Yeah,
let's play a song.
Okay.
Maybe two. I don't know. And then then we're gonna get Chester's mom or mom on the phone next.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of an adventure.
Yeah, we are.
So, just a quick recap. Fun delivered. We played it yesterday, and what I got was a dog collar with a phone number engraved on it, and it was for a dog named Chester. Everybody thought it's a great idea to call this phone number, and let's get to the bottom of the mystery of this dog collar package. And apparently I screwed everything up. All right. But we finally have the owner of Chester that said that she is willing to talk to us. So we are going to get her on the phone right now. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin again. Sorry if I scared you.
Hello, my God, it's a spam.
He sounded scammy, I have to tell you.
Yes, he did.
Believe me, when you hung up, we told him what a terrible job he did.
They yelled at me a lot and said, you couldn't have done that worse.
So we are a morning radio show in California.
Oh, okay.
I'm
all the way in New York. So good morning to you guys, or good afternoon.
And we do a bit called Fun Delivered. There's a company that you can buy unopened packages that got lost in the mail. But you have no idea what is in the package. It's like adult surprise eggs. And Gavin opened your package this morning sounds like you ordered a year ago?
A year ago, from Etsy for my puppy at the time. Now he's a year old. And I guess I had put the wrong zip code or something. And then when I reached out to the Etsy seller, she goes, well, that's on you. You just have to buy a new one. So she gave me just a discount for a new one. And then I got the new one, but I never knew what happened to that package.
Well, it ended up in California on a morning radio show.
Yeah.
Do we get to know what your first name is?
Oh, it's Karina.
Karina. Okay. Nice to meet you. Can we know about Chester?
Yeah, we're very interested in Chester.
He has good taste.
Chester, he is about a year and a half now. He's a Maltese poo. Yeah, I actually have a funny TikTok account for him. It's so low key, just for friends and family.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to give it out on the number one rated morning radio show in Sacramento.
No, I can send you a picture of him.
Yeah, text me a picture.
Oh my God, we'd love to see Chester.
While we're talking. We would love that. So this is a classy AF collar.
Right. Yes, it is. And then when I got the replacement, I realized how difficult it was to put that on, just because he just doesn't like collars or anything on his body. So I ended up having to get something much simpler anyways.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All this back and forth, and then you still have to go get a different collar.
Just hung up on his little shelf, unused.
Are you sending us the picture?
Oh, my God, yes. Actually, I'll just send you the link to the TikTok so you can see him in video.
Okay, but we won't share the TikTok with our listeners, though. Although they will be very disappointed because they have come with us on this Chester journey.
You could probably get some followers.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Let me five.
What color is Chester?
Oh yeah, what color is Chester?
He's a white.
Oh my God, this collar's
going to
look...
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It would have looked so beautiful on him.
But I can see why it would be difficult to put on him because of the texture of it.
Well, the inside's not felt. The inside's like a normal collar.
I know, but to thread it. Did you know that it came with a pearl that you could dangle off of it?
Yeah, it came with like a free little accessory, but the replacement didn't come with the accessory, unfortunately. So that was also lost.
Okay,
well,
I have a picture.
She sent a picture.
Gavin,
open it.
Show us.
There you go. That's...
Oh, yes, sir!
So cute!
Look how cute that dog is.
Oh, poor Chester didn't get his collar.
We won't share his TikTok since you want to keep that private, but can we put these pictures up on our station's Instagram right now?
Oh, of course.
Okay, very cool.
He is a real bi-coastal dog now.
Yeah, he is. He's a celebrity.
That's amazing. He has friends and family in Cali now.
Yes, he does. Oh,
all right,
Chester.
Well, Karina, thank you so much for calling us back. Would you like this? Do you want us to send it to you?
Oh my God, yes, please.
All right, text me where you'd like me to send this and I'll put it in the mail for you, okay?
Oh my God, thank you so much. What a crazy, so crazy. Out of here.
Thank you. Tell our Chester we said hi.
Right, yes.
Yeah, will do. He'll be excited when he gets a package in the mail for us.
Better late than never. That was amazing.
I love her.
He's our dog now.
Right.
He is all of our dog. Not just the wake up calls, but you listening. Chester is yours.
Sacramento's dog.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
106.5 The End.
The wake up call.
Kevin is going pro, and it's not cool.
What? Yes, it is.
It is a Disney card game called Loracana. Do I have that right?
Loracana. I don't know why you add in a little A in the middle.
Loracana.
Loracana.
Yes. Loracana.
You say Loracana.
Yeah.
That's not that.
You're right. I sound stupid. It's kind of like Magic the Gathering, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you get Disney characters, and they're worth points, and they've got special powers. And you're going pro. Talk about what that could possibly mean.
Yeah.
That means we go to like big regional competitions, like in Las Vegas that's coming up that I'm going to, and you sport like jerseys.
Okay, lot to unpack there.
Right.
Relatively.
How are you going to get there?
Plane, I already have my ticket and my hotel stay.
Okay.
What?
And you're on a team?
Yes.
Are you staying with your team?
No, so a part of my team couldn't get tickets because it's very high volume.
Okay.
I'm going with a different team.
So you're on a team,
mm-hmm.
but you're not competing with your team.
No, I'm representing my team on a different team.
Okay.
It's kind of like how LeBron James used to play for the Cavaliers, but now he plays for the Warriors. That's what I am.
He plays for the Lakers.
Whatever.
Okay. So you got drafted into another team.
I wouldn't say drafted.
He's kind of like a pickup player.
Yes, like a sub.
All right.
A sub, okay.
A professional pickup player.
So, is it, can't be professional.
It is. It's kind of like esports, but like TCG sports, trading card game sports.
Just making it an acronym doesn't make it
cool. No, it's real. So you know. I didn't know that trading card games had like teams and stuff.
Yeah.
But you wear like jerseys and it says your name on the back and then you get to pick your number that you picked. I picked 777 because angel numbers, good luck and stuff.
Okay. And then do you need each other to win the game?
No. As a part of a team, it's just you're building status for your team, and then you try to get, like, the top place in, like, a tournament.
And
so it's not a team sport at all?
Kind of. You work together to reach the top.
Okay, you told us you were sponsored.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So my friend bought a patch, so we buy patches. And then they can sponsor a patch on our jersey. One of my friends, Kevin, he bought a patch and it says KO, his initials. So that's going to be one of our sponsors. He's our biggest
sponsor. That's not a sponsor.
No, how is he sponsoring you?
He's paying for our trip to go to play competitions.
He's paying for you?
Yeah, that's what sponsors do, no?
Well, usually they're companies.
He could be an individual company.
Like, if I show up and I'm like, this show is sponsored by Official Pest Prevention.
Right. Yes.
It's not sponsored by Dale.
Well, this is my jersey sponsored by Kevin.
All right. Which is weird because your name's Kevin.
Yeah, which works perfectly.
Right.
This is one of the sadder things you've done.
It's not. I look so cool in the trading card community.
Can you bring your jersey in? Can we see it?
It's still in the makings.
So you don't even have a jersey?
Not yet, but she said it's good. My jersey maker, okay? She said it's done by this Friday.
He means like the screen printer.
Right.
In Elk Grove.
You mean your Etsy person?
If you're just joining us, by the way, Kevin started off saying he was going pro and he's a sponsored athlete for a trading card company called Lorcana. Now we found out that he's not going with his team. He's representing his team. Mm-hmm. He's not really sponsored. Somebody just paid for his flight.
I am. That is sponsorship.
And are you confident you're going to do well?
I've been doing very well in my tournaments locally.
I see. Okay.
I have to be honest. I don't even understand how you do well in this.
You earn pins for getting top two or top four.
Every time you talk about it, it gets more confusing. So you have the cards.
Yes.
Each card has different powers.
Yes. You play to win. Now,
I understand that. And then they put down a card.
Yeah.
And their card's like an Ursula. Okay. And then you have a King Triton. So you put that down and it beats the Ursula. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. And then where do the pins come in?
If you place top four.
Okay.
Out of like 32 people.
You get a pin.
Yes.
How many pins have you gotten?
Glad you asked. Like 12.
Wow.
I know.
Can I say something?
If it's rude, I don't want to hear it.
Well, then.
It's going to be helpful.
Okay, fine. What?
You're never going to find a wife.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad you brought that up.
I am too.
Several girls, ladies, they play Lorcana too.
All right. So there are ladies. Okay. And you know, it's in Vegas. So what happens in Vegas?
Right.
Stays in Vegas. Yeah, right.
Okay. So you're hoping to find some Lorcana sluts out there.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
If they get beat.
What
does that mean?
I would pick
in
a different
game. In the game. You need to be a lot more.
How about defeated? That's right. A better way to
let me tell you, that. Everybody playing this game feels defeated.
Oh my God.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He scours the internet like a little scurrying rat. But he collects information that he almost understands to share with us to make us more interesting. Did you know? With Kevin, Dr. Kevin.
Ooh. Did you know Frank Lloyd Wright's son invented Lincoln Logs?
No.
Yeah.
The architecture just in the blood of that family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, next.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of an adventure.
Yeah, we are.
So, just a quick recap. Fun delivered. We played it yesterday, and what I got was a dog collar with a phone number engraved on it, and it was for a dog named Chester. Everybody thought it's a great idea to call this phone number, and let's get to the bottom of the mystery of this dog collar package. And apparently I screwed everything up. All right. But we finally have the owner of Chester that said that she is willing to talk to us. So we are going to get her on the phone right now. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, it's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin again. Sorry if I scared you.
Hello, my God, it's a spam.
It was, right, he sounded scammy. I have to tell you.
Yes, he did.
We believe me. When you hung up, we told him what a terrible job he did.
They yelled at me a lot and said you couldn't have done that worse.
So we are a morning radio show in California.
Oh, okay.
I'm all the way
in New York. So good morning to you guys, or good afternoon.
And we do a bit called Fun Delivered. There's a company that you can buy unopened packages that got lost in the mail. But you have no idea what is in the package. It's like adult surprise eggs. And Gavin opened your package this morning that sounds like you ordered a year ago?
A year ago, and from Etsy for my puppy at the time. Now he's a year old. And I guess I had put the wrong zip code or something. And then when I reached out to the Etsy seller, she goes, well, that's on you. You just have to buy a new one. So she gave me just a discount for a new one. And then I got like the new one, but I never knew what happened to that package.
Well, it ended up in California on a morning radio show.
Yeah.
Do we get to know what your first name is?
Oh, it's Karina.
Okay, nice to meet you. Can we know about Chester?
Yeah, we're very interested in Chester.
He has good taste.
Chester, he is about a year and a half now. He's a Maltese poo. Yeah, I actually have like a funny TikTok account for him. It's so low-key just for like friends and family.
Oh, okay, so you don't want to give it out on the number one rated morning radio show in Sacramento.
I can send you a picture of him.
Yeah, text me a picture.
Oh my God, we'd love to see Chester.
While we're talking, we would love that. So this is a classy AF collar.
Right, yes it is. And then when I got the replacement, I realized how difficult it was to put that on, just because he just doesn't like collars or anything on his body. So I ended up having to get something much simpler anyways.
Okay.
Oh my God, all this back and forth and then you still have to go get him a different collar.
Just hung up on his little shelf unused.
Are you sending us the picture?
Oh my God, yes. Actually, I'll just send you the link to the TikTok so you can see him in
okay,
video.
But we won't share the TikTok with our listeners, though. Although they will be very disappointed because they have come with us on this Chester journey.
You probably get some followers.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay.
What color is Chester?
Oh, yeah, what color is Chester?
He's a white.
Oh my God, this collar's
going to
look...
Oh my God, I'm so excited!
It would have looked so beautiful on him.
But I can see why it would be difficult to put on him because of the texture of it.
Well, the inside's not felt. The inside's like a normal collar.
I know, but to thread it. Did you know that it came with a pearl that you could dangle off of it?
Yeah, it came with like a free little accessory, but the replacement didn't come with the accessory, unfortunately. So that was also lost.
Okay, well, she sent a picture.
Gavin, open it.
Show us.
There you go.
That's
Chester.
Cute.
Look how cute that dog is.
Oh, poor Chester didn't get his collar.
We won't share his TikTok since you want to keep that private, but can we put these pictures up on our station's Instagram right now?
Oh, of course.
Okay, very cool.
He is a real bi-coastal dog now.
Yeah, he is. He's a celebrity.
That's amazing. He has friends and family in Cali now.
Yes, he does.
Chester. Well, Karina, thank you so much for calling us back. Would you like this? Do you want us to send it to you?
Oh my God, yes, please.
All right, text me where you'd like me to send this, and I'll put it in the mail for you, okay?
Oh my God, thank you so much. What a crazy, right? Funny,
so crazy.
I'm having here.
Thank you. Tell Lord Chester we said hi.
Right, yes.
Yeah, will do. He'll be excited when he gets a package in the mail for us.
Better late than never. That was amazing.
I love her.
He's our dog now.
Right.
He is all of our dog. Not just the wake-up calls, but you listening. Chester is yours.
Sacramento's dog.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
106.5 The End.
The wake-up call.
Kevin is going pro. And it's not cool.
What? Yes, it is.
It is a Disney card game called Loracana. Do I have that right?
Loracana. I don't know why you add in a little A in the middle.
Loracana.
Loracana. Yes.
Loracana.
You say Loracana.
Yeah.
That's not that.
You're right. I sound stupid. It's kind of like Magic the Gathering, I think. Mm-hmm. And you get Disney characters, and they're worth points, and they've got special powers. And you're going pro. Talk about what that could possibly mean.
Yeah. That means we go to like big regional competitions, like in Las Vegas that's coming up that I'm going to, and you sport like jerseys.
Okay, lot to unpack there.
Right. Relatively. How are you gonna get there?
Plane. I already have my ticket and my hotel stay.
Okay.
What?
And you're on a team?
Yes.
Are you staying with your team?
No, so a part of my team couldn't get tickets because it's very high volume.
Okay.
I'm going with a different team.
So you're on a team,
mm-hmm.
but you're not competing with your team.
No, I'm representing my team on a different team.
Okay.
It's kind of like how LeBron James used to play for the Cavaliers, but now he plays for the Warriors. That's what I am.
He plays for the Lakers. For the Lakers.
Whatever.
So okay. You got drafted into another team.
I wouldn't say drafted.
He's kind of like a pickup player.
Yes, like a sub.
All right.
A sub, okay.
A professional pickup player.
So, can't be professional.
It is. It's kind of like esports, but like TCG sports, trading card game sports.
Just making it an acronym doesn't make it
cool. No, it's real. So you know. I didn't know that trading card games had like teams and stuff.
Yeah.
But you wear like jerseys and it says your name on the back and then you get to pick your number that you picked. I picked 777 because angel numbers, good luck and stuff.
Okay. And then do you need each other to win the game?
No. As a part of a team, it's just you're building status for your team, and then you try to get like the top place in like a tournament.
And
so it's not a team sport at all.
Kind of. You work together to reach the top.
Okay, you told us you were sponsored.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So my friend bought a patch, so we buy patches, and then they can sponsor a patch on our jersey. One of my friends, Kevin, he bought a patch and it says KO, his initials. So yeah. That's going to be one of our sponsors. He's our biggest
sponsor. That's not a sponsor.
No, how is he sponsoring you?
He's paying for our trip to go to play competitions.
He's paying for you?
Yeah, that's what sponsors do, no?
Well, usually they're companies.
He could be an individual company.
Like if I show up and I'm like, this show is sponsored by Official Pest Prevention.
Right.
Yes.
It's not sponsored by Dale.
Well, this is my jersey sponsored by Kevin.
All right. Which is weird because your name's Kevin.
Yeah, which works perfectly.
Right.
This is one of the sadder things you've done.
It's not. I look so cool in the trading card community.
Can you bring your jersey in? Can we see it?
It's still in the makings.
So you don't even have a jersey?
Not yet, but she said it's good. My jersey maker, okay? She said it's done by this Friday.
He means like the screen printer.
Right.
In Elk Grove.
You mean your Etsy person?
If you're just joining us, by the way, Kevin started off saying he was going pro and he's a sponsored athlete for a trading card company called Loracana. Now we found out that he's not going with his team. He's representing his team. Mm-hmm. He's not really sponsored. Somebody just paid for his flight.
I am That is sponsorship.
And are you confident you're going to do well?
I've been doing very well in my tournaments locally.
I see. Okay.
I have to be honest. I don't even understand how you do well in this.
You earn pins for getting top two or top four.
Every time you talk about it, it gets more confusing. So you have the cards.
Yes.
Each card has different powers.
Yes. You play to win.
I understand that. And then they put down a card.
Yeah.
And their card's like an Ursula. Okay. And then you have a King Triton. So you put that down and it beats the Ursula. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. And then where do the pins come in?
If you place top four.
Okay.
Out of like 32 people.
You get a pin.
Yes.
How many pins have you gotten?
Glad you asked. Like 12.
Wow.
I know.
Can I say something?
If it's rude, I don't want to hear it.
Well, then.
It's going to be helpful.
Okay, fine. What?
You're never going to find a wife.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Several girls, ladies, they play Lorcana too.
All right. So there are ladies. Okay. And you know, it's in Vegas. So what happens in Vegas?
Right.
Stays in Vegas. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So you're hoping to find some Lorcana sluts out there.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
If they get beat.
What does that mean?
I would pick
in the game. You need to be a lot more.
How about defeated? That's right. A better way to.
Let me tell you, that. Everybody playing this game feels defeated.
Oh my god!
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He scours the internet like a little scurrying rat. But he collects information that he almost understands to share with us to make us more interesting. Did you know? With Kevin, Dr. Kevin.
Ooh. Did you know Frank Lloyd Wright's son invented Lincoln Logs?
No.
Yeah.
The architecture just in the blood of that family.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about Frank Lloyd Wright?
He is a famous architecture. You know his structures that you see here and there.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one would be that one that kind of looks like an arch.
I don't know that
one. Famous one.
No, I don't know that one.
Like the Arch of St. Louis?
St. Louis? No.
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 Not that like famous arch.
Yeah,
the other one.
Right. The other one.
So... not things that people could live in or...
Oh, like houses, like house designs. Yeah. Yes.
Which one's your favorite one?
Farmhouse.
Oh, you think he just designed farmhouse. You're thinking of interior decorators.
Ah. Yes.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the fear of number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia?
So close.
Triskaidekaphobia?
I think it's trick...
Triskaidekaphobia.
That's it?
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
Wow, there's a fear of the number 13.
There's a fear of everything.
What would you say your top three fears are?
The dark.
Okay.
Starving.
Really?
And drowning in a porta potty.
What?
These are very rational fears.
Okay.
You're laughing. It's a serious issue.
Why do you have a fear of starving?
Sometimes I don't got money.
I know, but in America, you've got friends who and family who have money. We wouldn't let you starve.
I just feel so bad for asking.
Also, it's going to take you a while to starve.
Oh my God.
Well, look at you.
Where did the fear of the number 13 come from?
So when the joke happened, 789... that's when people started fearing numbers. And then this one guy, he said, wow, there's no 13th floor in a hotel.
Okay.
Spooky, spooky.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he did deep dive research of why that is. And he found something very scary about 13 and it haunted him. He had nightmares about 13.
Okay.
He kept seeing 13 all around.
Wow.
So this is a relatively new thing.
No, it's been dated around 19 somethings.
Okay. So relatively new thing.
Okay.
Yeah. For civilization.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
It's scary.
It is scary.
I feel scared.
Do you ever go from the 12th floor to the 14th?
Yeah.
Skipped a number.
Right.
What happens?
Right.
You know, there's not a floor there, right?
And how do you get from 12 to 14?
They just don't have a 13th floor.
They just don't call it a
13th. There's no empty floor.
That's what they want you to think.
You're right.
That's okay. A good point. Never thought about that, Kevin.
Yeah.
Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know a group of bunnies is called a fluffle?
What?
I know.
A fluffle?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
How bad do you want to see just a whole bunch of bunnies together?
So badly. So, so badly.
Like, you know how there are cafes? Why is it that we can't have this with baby bunnies?
Yeah.
That's a great point. I don't know. Probably because you can't train a bunny. Or maybe you can train a bunny to go to the bathroom in a box.
You can.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I have no explanation for why we don't. I wish we had bunnies out in California like they do on the East Coast.
We do. I've told you this
Where?
Before. You think we don't.
Where?
I've seen them.
Where?
Oh, my God.
We
okay.
have those disgusting...
In Citrus Heights, there is a community center that my friend got married at. And on those grounds, there's just a ton of tiny, fluffy baby bunnies just pop, pop, popping around. Do you feel better now?
It sounds very specific.
Well, it
would be great if they lived. Here's what lives near me. Disgusting jackrabbits that are gross. They're too big. They scare me. Their ears look hard. I don't like any of that. I don't like any of that. They look like they are mythical creatures. But when I was growing up, everybody had like bunnies in their backyard. They would like hop and they'd sit there and they'd eat the grass. Sometimes if you had a garden, they'd get in there and you'd go, you bunny.
You look at this fluffle. Look what this fluffle did to
my
me.
Dad's going to be so mad you ate his radishes. And then they'd look at you and they'd be like, sorry. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.